I think that's our cue, Bruce.
If you had the fountain running, then we wouldn't have had the dead air. We would. There you go. Yeah, see?
That fountain mic, isn't that a great invention?
Where is that microphone exactly? Because, you know, it is electronics on a wire. I followed the cord. Is it just laying on a rock somewhere? Or
yeah, right on the edge. Right on the edge of the water.
Now, was this placed there by you, or did our chief engineer, Terry Zevnik?
Oh, no, Terry did that.
All right.
You can thank him. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Terry. I just didn't know whether, you know, it takes some skill. And he's threaded the wire amongst all the roses. They've got roses popping out of the ground here and red hearts. And at least it's almost... There's probably about a dozen teddy bears in here. I thought there was four. There's big ones. And then I realized all along the rim, tiny little teddy bears. White ones and red ones as well. You know, this is a great place to... I don't know when they put this up, but it's a great place to go if you forget. Oh, yeah, Valentine's Day is coming up. Or, oh, yeah, there's some other event that's... this is kind of like a marker for that. It's a lot like a library. You go into the library...
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if it's a special month, like if it's, you know, Black History Month, or if there's something for Valentine's Day, they look for every book cover that's red, right? Don't you go in there and try to find that? We have with us this morning Marlene Watling from the DeMoncus Library.
Good morning.
Hi. So don't you look for red books or books to display with
We get a lot of people requesting books that they read and tell us what color it was.
Okay. But oh, yes.
It was a blue book, and it was on the top shelf.
See? You do get that sort
yes,
of thing.
Yes, we
saw
do.
Somebody put a meme on somewhere. I saw that on Facebook or some picture of it. It was like it was a red book. It had a red cover or something like that, right? You try to be helpful, though, right?
We do. We do programs on memory loss. If you,
okay.
We have a program coming up on Alzheimer's.
And I know that there's also a story time this morning, right?
We have a story time. We have them on Monday mornings at 11 o'clock for our preschoolers where we get to read them books. We're doing it on Valentine's Day today. And then they take a craft that they do and take it home with them. Plus, we have songs and finger plays. So it's a great introduction to getting them ready for school.
Getting used to a library to see what it's all about. What's happening in this place where they come?
We're just amazing. We do so many programs for all ages. We have the preschool story times. We have a senior sizzle where we discuss different topics for seniors, sometimes their favorite book. We have a chocolate tasting going on. There's a competition going. I brought in my favorite chocolates for the chocolate tasting. That's going to be tomorrow night. We have family fun nights where they come in and talk about feelings, especially now around Valentine's Day. We have a food program for kids starting on Saturdays, and we're going to teach them about nutrition. It's food and fun. We do some Zumba dancing. I mean, libraries have everything for anybody. We have Zumba classes. We have yoga classes. We have book clubs. We have cookbook book clubs. So you just have to come by.
It seems like a lot of the branches in the Lorain Public Library system, it seems like you have a lot of flexibility in what you do.
We do, because we want to get engaged with our communities. And that's a really important part of it. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we did a whole month of service where we have knitters and crocheters in the community that come to the library. They met up with another group that happened to hear about it and come in. And they knitted and crocheted items for people going through cancer treatment and donated them to Mercy Cancer Center and put little notes on them, just notes of encouragement. So that's what we want to do. We want to bring our community in and get them what they need.
With some of these programs, would you bring them to the table or somebody on your staff? Maybe they have an idea and say, let's try this.
I think my staff is amazing. They have more ideas than I do. I've only been there a year. So they know what the community wants. So they bring through the kids. They know they like to watch anime. So we have the teens come in and have an anime night. We provide popcorn and drinks, and they have a good time. We have other ones that say, yes, this is what they need. This is what they like. Or let's try something new. And it turns out to be just an amazing program or not so amazing. But then we know next time what we want to do with them. And people come in with ideas. So it you just have to listen.
Just like a book, you get a good, there are good books and there are maybe not so good books. They look good. You give it a try. It might appeal to some people, but not everybody. So that's why you always offer different things. And it's just the experience of getting people to come out to the library. You mentioned you've only been there a year.
I have.
What brought you there and where did you come from?
Well, I was at Oberlin Public Library, and before that I was at NASA. And before that I was in Texas. So I've got a very eclectic past. And I came over there because of the opportunity. I love the community. I have the best job in the world right now because I have a view of Lake Erie every day. So, you know, it may be stressful at times, but I just have to walk out and look from our library. You can see Lake Erie and all its glory and all its seasons. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, we've got the best view of any library. I swear we do. Come out and see us.
What does a librarian do at NASA?
I was head of their library, their archives, their electronic forms, and their records retention. So it was more a supervisory position. We worked with the scientists and the engineers and provided them with information and ran reports. But it was four different divisions. Hmm. So it was more technical, and I missed the public. So came back.
Did we really go to the moon?
Yes, I can guarantee. I guarantee I will bring you, come on over, I'll get you a book.
This is a week after there is a Tesla flying in space with a mannequin astronaut.
Allegedly.
Well, you have books at the library that people, they don't have to go to space. They don't even have to know, but they can use that to find out all sorts of things. You mentioned about seeing the lake. You can go get great picture books at the library with seeing whatever place you have.
We have amazing books for children. We have for adults. The children, we have a new series of books. They're called Vox books, and they have recorders in them. And they go out and they'll play about 100 times. And when they return them, we recharge them and put them out there. And they're great for kids. And we have one about the space shuttle. We have one about jet engines and how they work. So, you know, you might want to check one of those out.
VOX or VO?
VOX.
You're nodding your head like you know what she's talking about, Craig.
No, I just think it sounds terrific.
Okay, because you're nodding like I'm thinking, what a book that you have to charge, or you plug in a book?
We recharge it when it comes back.
And what is it, you turn
a page? It flips the pages. It'll give you the sound of the jet engine taken off to turn the page.
Craig, I used to have a 45 and a record player and a book, and I would put the record on, and it would tell me when I heard this tone, like a beep, then I would turn the page.
And then you go.
And you watch to the thing, and you would go through that. All of that. Now it's all.
But it's another way to inspire kids.
We want to inspire everybody to read. I know cars are coming out now that they don't have CD players in them anymore. So we're at the Lorraine Public Library System. We're getting these things called playaways. And we actually have the connector that you can connect to your car. So it'll come through your Bluetooth. And there's an entire book in a small thing that you can slip into your pocket. Or you can walk around with it and put headphones in and listen while you're working out. But it's an entire book, and it runs on a battery. And you just have to provide your headphones and a battery to listen to. I mean, we're changing. We do electronic books. I'm a big fan of electronic books, electronic databases. You can go on with your library card and read a magazine and keep it. You can download music from our Freegal site on the Lorraine Public Library website, and you can download music to keep. Now, there is a limit to how many, but you can do that. I mean, there's so much available. You want to repair your car, go to our databases. We have an all-data database that tells you how to repair your car. You come into the library, use your library card, print out what you need.
Libraries in the Lorraine County system, all unique, tailored sort of to the individual community or based on where it's located, how it came about. What's the unique part that you see from the Sheffield Lake, the DeMoncus?
We have a really eclectic community, and I think that's important. We have a program going where we're feeding the children on Saturdays because we have a high percentage of children getting the free lunch program. On the other end, we have people that donate money to us anonymously every year, because they have the money and want to make this a great library. It was built by a donation from Mr. and Mrs. DeMoncus many years ago. They provided $100,000 back in the 60s to build the library. So there's this feeling of community, of giving back to your community, that is so great. I mean, I have people coming in and knitting things for cancer patients. How wonderful is that? It's great.
And I'm looking at some of the things you have, and what caught my eye was one is the Great Lakes Theater presents.
Yes.
So you even have sort of outside artists come in and
we do. We do. They're going to present Huck Finn. I believe it's a Saturday.
17th, I believe.
Yes.
Yep, it is.
Yes, they're coming in. So we have theater productions that come in and present programs. We have weathermen come in and talk about the weather, and we get all ages coming into this. We have a Sears catalog homes, if you know about them in the Lorain County, because you're near the railroad. These were shipped after the war in big box cars. And so we have Val Smith coming, and she used to work for the Lorain Public Library, and she's going to discuss how to identify the Sears homes in your neighborhood and what they were all about.
Hmm. Craig, they even have an Oscar movie night coming up as well.
Well, you have to do that. I mean, it's all the buzz.
And there's a lot of, and even the Friends, I see the Friends having their book sale too.
We have a March Madness book sale coming up on book trucks. They'll be putting out a lot of materials. The Friends are one of the highlights of a community when it comes to libraries. They put in a lot of time. They helped me when we were serving the hot food lunches last year. They volunteer their time. They come in and they volunteer and they sell all these books, and then the money comes back to the library. They give us gift cards so we can then make nice things for the children and for summer reading. So it comes all back to us in donations back to the library and things to enhance the library experience for everyone.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by this morning and sharing a little of what's happening with the libraries. It's always neat to see and find out these new things. Just when I think I'm up to what's the technology at the library, there's always some new way to deliver information.
I would be glad to grab your phone and load some books for you, some audio books. Just come on by.
Go
We'd
ahead.
Be glad to help.
Give me your phone.
it says low on storage space, by the way, right there. So
Well, we'll come to the library when you delete some of those things you don't need. We'll load some books,
and
some audio books.
And it's interesting, too, there are people that don't even go to the library, but they still use the library.
That's okay, I'm an e-book reader. I admit it. If I finish a book at 10 o'clock at night and it goes away, I load another one using my Wi-Fi at home from the library. And it's an electronic book, so I do that all the time. I'm guilty.
Well, you
read a magazine any time of night.
That's still the amazing part of it. People think there's so much that they get, and it's all for free.
It's free. Your tax dollars are at work doing a great job in providing you with music, with books, with movies.
Well, Marlene, again, thanks for coming in. Marlene Watling, the Demoncus Library Manager, joining us this morning at the Sugar Creek Restaurant here in Sheffield Village as we spotlight the community. It's day number one of a two-day spotlight here on AM 930 WEOL.